Hey there, thanks for listening to the Mummy Dearest podcast. If you love this podcast, please consider joining our Patreon. Your donation helps support our show, and in return, we give you 4 bonus episodes every month. If you can't support the show financially, then we urge you to harass your friends and share the show with them. And please don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. It actually really helps us. Without further ado, on to the show. Welcome to the Mummy Dearest Podcast, a podcast where we used to talk about the mummy, but now we talk about other movies too.
And the Oscar goes to Brendan Fraser.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Mummy Dearest Podcast, where we unwrap pop culture from the 90s, 2000s, and today. I'm Zach Mellon.
I'm Sloan Steele.
And today we're bringing you a very special episode of Brendan wins an Oscar!
Academy Award winner Brendan Fraser.
Ooh, you just gave me goosebumps. You guys, he did it. We did it.
I mean, I think it was like 10% Bren, 90% the two of us.
I would say 10% Brendan. Mm-hmm. 40% the listeners.
Okay, yeah, we should not.
And then 40% us.
Does that math add up?
I don't know.
I think you're just maybe at 90% there.
Okay, then maybe like 10%.
That bumper sticker that went viral.
Oh, okay, yeah. It's then 10% the bumper sticker.
Okay, so like that. I mean, that math adds up. Finally,
that math adds up. It sounds like. I don't know what I'm talking about.
So. We are like as if we had gone to the Oscars, gone to the after
party. I've been up all night.
I'm hungover. I didn't have anything to drink. Like I did not know. I had to like put my body into like some sort of like state of I don't know what. Like, I don't know how I even went to bed.
We were like voice noting each other until like 1:30 in the morning.
That was not like, I don't feel so good today. I have a massive headache and like can't get it together.
No,
and I
woke up like, literally my head was like 90 pounds when I woke up.
I know. I hate that when I have a headache and my head is heavy and my eyes are just like, my eyes hurt so bad right now. I've been crying. I'm so puffy. I have not been snacking. No, Zach, I know. Like, I have not been snacking at night, and I literally ate maybe 10 pounds of food out of nerves. Our faces are insane.
I didn't realize. Oh my God, the bags under my eyes right now are like.
Your bags are. Well, you just had a massage. You were also face down.
Yeah, that's true. But they're really.
That's really bad. I've never seen you with eye bags before. And they are. Really? It looks like you got stung by a bee. You look like Matthew Broderick in Election.
That's like how I feel.
I know. I don't feel right. I feel elated. Let me say that. I feel elated.
No, I know. I know. We're acting like so negative. But you guys, it's like it's just crazy. What?
We're fine. Just read a disgusting comment on my TikTok that said, I think you need a spanking for these naughty thoughts. Unless that's Pedro commenting, the answer is no, I don't. And Pedro wouldn't spank you anyways. Doesn't matter.
Someone okay. commented on one of my videos. When was the last time you saw this movie? I think you need to try again.
What movie was it?
American Beauty. Calm down, people. Anyway.
Spicy.
So honestly, yesterday was kind of crazy. I just had a really lazy day. And then I decided to run all my errands like at the end of the day, like at night.
Sure.
Because it was still not like bright out. So I was like, okay.
Let's go.
And then I was like, oh my God, I have to get home. Mm-hmm. The Oscars are on.
Yeah.
And Sloan hasn't watched the Oscars in like 5 years.
No, they are not not good. Not
I was elated. I was so happy that they were boring again. I just was like.
Zach made such a good point. He was like, this is like watching like some regional company's like annual review board meeting. Like
that's literally what it is, ceremony. You guys. That's what it is. It's just Hollywood's like rec meeting. Yeah.
It's at a certain point, I was like, why am I watching this?
Doesn't it feel like you shouldn't be?
Yeah, I was like, this feels really like watching the red carpet. I totally understand. Fine, fun. But then
the beige
the beige carpet. But then like once we're inside, I don't give a flying fuck about any of this.
I'm obsessed with it. It's just that we didn't really get the Oscars like orchestral music that I really love. Like the 90s.
I want showmanship.
That's what I mean. We didn't really get like the 90s thing. Also, I would have liked like a number.
Was
like
there was no number, right? Like at the beginning.
Yeah. There was just like that. There was like a movie, you know, they like were showing all the movies that were nominated with like Jimmy Kimmel inserted into them. But
no, I don't need Jim Kim just standing on a stage. I want Hugh Jackman in like a sparkly jacket doing something for me.
I would have really liked a number. I would have really liked something. The songs that were nominated were just not it. Other than Lift Me Up, like made me very emotional. That the cast of Black Panther is just so sad. And it's every time they discuss it, I just like fall apart.
It's very sad, and I am really shocked at the Jamie Lee Curtis of it all. Like, does Jamie Lee Curtis deserve her flowers? 100%, of course. But like at this point, I don't think we needed to give it to her over the other people that were nominated in her category.
No,
like how are you?
I haven't seen that movie yet, and I'm going to. But like,
I loved it. One of the best movies I've ever seen.
I'm sure it's amazing. And listen, Jamie Lee Curtis has been working her Jamie Lee Curtosi off for the past 50 years. Like, so I understand, like, she does deserve something.
Yes.
Someday. But in this moment, I forget who's the woman's name from The Whale.
Hong Chau.
She deserved it.
Mm-hmm.
Angela Bassett deserved it. Mm-hmm. Angela Bassett will never be in that emotional of a role again. Do you know what I mean? Like,
I guess you don't watch 9-1-1 with Angela Bassett, do you?
You're right. So she should be.
Neither do I.
Anytime soon. But I just feel like this was so important to that cast.
Yeah.
Whether it be important to like society at large or not.
Yeah.
And she did such a good job. I mean, like that line alone where she's like, have I not given everything?
Literally, like for that line alone, I do think she should have won.
That's what I'm saying. I think her speech would have been so
good.
So good for Jamie. And listen, for Jamie Lee to like get up there and be like, and don't forget everybody, I'm a Nepo baby.
It wasn't the vibe. Also, Angela Bassett's face when Jamie Lee Curtis was like won. Mm. Like usually you give like a little, you know, you're like, oh, good for her. No. There was no good for her. And like, honestly, respect. Like that is, if you pan to me, if I lost, I wouldn't even be in the seat. I would have left. I'd be Abby Lee Miller in my little scooter, just wheeling at myself out of the theater on my way to file a police report.
The thing is like, I'm not one to hop on like a racial bandwagon, but that was racist.
Like what they did was an act of violence, to be quite honest.
No, but I mean, it really was that like there are two women of color that did better than Jamie Lee Curtis.
Also, the other girl, Stephanie, what's her name?
What was she in?
In Everything Everywhere All at Once. Oh, she was the other woman nominated. She was so great in that movie. And it's like, if you're not going to give it to Angela Bassett, why aren't you giving it to her? Like, why are we giving it to Jamie Lee Curtis for Halloween Kills? Like, I don't get this.
Then that's the thing. Well, she won it for Everything. But then
But
when she walked up, they were like, Jamie Lee Curtis began her career in Halloween. And then 40 years later, was the executive producer of Halloween Kills.
It's like, okay.
You didn't even mention True Lies, but whatever.
Like you didn't mention Mummy Dearest podcast was not mentioned by anyone at any point last night, which I truly
and everyone that won an award like we've spoken about on this podcast. So I find it to be disrespectful. I find
it's kind of rude. I mean, I understand The Rock didn't mention us. By the way, The Rock's skin looks like when I get my like Raynard's toes and my toes turn bright red. And then like
that was a jump scare.
It looks like his body is his blood is boiling.
Wow. I loved his tux. I hate that they put this beautiful, delicate English rose of Emily Blunt, who is one of the most stunning,
ethereal beauties,
natural beauties that will ever walk this planet.
Queen.
And they put her next to a scary, bronzed, 8-foot-tall jumpscare. Like,
it was like in a horror house, like when you go to the, you know, those little, what are they called? Haunted houses?
Whatever, yeah. And then, speaking of, did you see Morgan Freeman? He's like really starting to look old.
Yeah.
Did you see the Morgan Freeman yassified guy in the audience?
No. I think
he's famous and I don't recognize him or know who he is, but there is a man in the audience who looks just like Morgan Freeman if he were like AI yesified. He was younger, so he had gray hair and he was black, but he had like a very trendy haircut with his gray hair.
Okay.
So it literally was like if Morgan Freeman were yassified.
I kind of like need that. I have no idea
who he is. Like, I know. Every time I saw him, I was like, oh, there he is.
Zach, when I was watching I wasn't watching the live carpet stuff because I had to take care of my family at that point. But as I was like scrolling through like Vogue.com, like live updating the photos, I was like, don't know who this is, never heard of this person.
The fashions really didn't hit me this year at all.
But Zach, before we get into the fashions, like, have I ever seen any person before? Like, who were these people that were invited to this award show?
I know, I did feel like the vibe was a little off. I feel like there wasn't, like, where was Meryl? Where was Winslet?
We didn't get Jolie,
where was Pitt? I think we're so used to those, like, big movie stars, like, and we're all excited to see them.
Second tier.
We kind of got the second tier.
It felt like it was like, in a way, they were like, well, they're giving it out to people that have like worked really hard in their careers. They're not giving it out to like the big
names.
That's
fine, but why weren't they just in attendance?
I don't know.
You know what I'm saying? Like, Winslet was in a nominated movie and she didn't even show up.
I thought that was weird. Why wasn't James Cameron there?
They say he was mad because he wasn't nominated for Best Director.
That is so stupid.
I know. If that's true, like, move the fuck on.
That's like, my guy, you're making a movie Avatar. About like little blue like aliens. Like, get the fuck out of my face.
That's what I mean. Like, if it were something else, I'm sure you would have been nominated, but like you chose to do a sequel about like a sci-fi sequel.
Yeah, like what do you want us to give you? What do you want?
He could have just made another movie, and sure, he makes movies very well. He's always nominated, but like you just literally chose a sci-fi sequel.
Yeah, it's like, so that's kind of on you and not on us.
Something else, yeah.
All right, so the fashions were not fashioning the way that I would have liked to see the fashions be fashioning. Everything looked like a Jessica McClintock prom dress from 2003.
Well, did you hear the radio report this morning on the radio? Who was this wonderful person that was given a fashion show with no fashions? How dreadful.
And it was like casual, not casual by any means, but I just mean like it was almost like Golden Globes-y or like Emmys. Like, where were the gowns?
We weren't getting gowns. If I, and you know I love Miss Flo, if I see Florence Pugh in that silhouette one more time, I'm going to be like, baby, we got to do something else. We have to give it a different look.
This isn't like the Critics' Choice Awards.
No, we were not being given feast to the eyes. And then the other problem I had was, everyone was dressed like they were in like their 70s. Like, I'm really sorry. Like, do I think Cara Delevingne's outfit fit her very beautifully? 100%. Do I think she looked great in it? Yes. But that was like a dress. The color of that dress was for a woman like 70 or above.
Can we land on her? Because is Cara Delevingne the meth head?
Yes. But she apparently just forgot about all that.
She seemed to really have it together.
Yeah, I guess somebody got a hold of her and they were like, so you can't do that ever again. And she was like, that's fair. That's fair.
That video of her?
No, that was like, crazy. We thought she was going to die.
I was like, well, that's it for her.
But then I don't understand how Hollywood works, because it's like sometimes you get a video like that and your career is over. Other times you get a video like that and it's just like they Will Smith Men in Black us and like try to erase it from our memories. It's so weird.
And that, or you get like a Free Britney movement.
Yeah, that's true. I don't think we were going to give that to that woman, though.
No, we wouldn't have. But, I mean, here she is again. They even let her present at the Oscars.
Who do you think looked the best? Who's your top pick woman dress? Who's your top pick men dress? And then worst?
I'm glad you asked.
Of course. A little pick.
I think Emily Blunt looked amazing, but her dress was boring. And then we had Zendaya looking like she's 70, but beautiful.
Okay, this is what I'm saying. Every person at the Oscars dressed like they were 70 and above. It didn't make any sense.
It was really weird. Zendaya looked absolutely stunning, but she literally looked like she was in her, like, she looked like she was a 60-year-old divorced widow.
Cate Blanchett looks insane.
Beautiful.
But her outfit's crazy.
It just was like, I mean, like, what's her, Kate Hudson? Beautiful, but like.
But what is this outfit?
What are these fashions? Honestly, I didn't even like Pedro's outfit.
Okay, I need to land here because, like, it almost gave me the ick. I got really close, but then I saw that he had, like, on, like, a little cute, like, ring situation, and then I was back in.
Chastain, gorgeous.
But, like, Chastain, why are we masking? Like, get over this.
Oh, my God, the mask. Well, I tweeted that it looked like she just didn't have any sick days. I'm wondering if, like, her HR was like, girl, you've taken enough sick days.
I think the men looked better. Yeah, the men all looked better. I mean, Janelle Monáe's was bad. Pedro's is just like, Zach made such a funny joke last night to me, you guys. I said to Zach, like, I can't believe that Pedro is, like, going to go back to his hotel with somebody tonight. And Zach said, I hope it's a tailor.
I mean, those pants.
That's, like, his thing, I think, is, like, a wide-legged pant. But like,
it wasn't even a wide leg. It just was, just like, a long leg.
Daddy long legs.
Halle Bailey.
Again, like, cute. Like, beautiful. She's beautiful, but, like, and I know the dress is, like, blue and it's giving Little Mermaid, but, like, I just don't care.
No, I wasn't stunned by any means.
Salma Hayek looks like a little beautiful pinata, and I'm obsessed with her.
I think that Elizabeth Olsen looked, I think, like, I loved her dress. It just wasn't, like, Oscars for me, but, like, I think she looked amazing. It was, like, 1920s black tie, which was really nice.
Yeah, Elizabeth Olsen looked really pretty. It was very, what's it called? It was very, like, Great Gatsby, Jordan Baker party, and I really appreciated that. I think she looks very stunning.
I like large parties.
Lenny Kravitz's red carpet look I loved. Halle Berry, like, okay, I guess.
Halle Berry is, like, Oscars royalty, but, like, where were her counterparts?
I don't know. You know who looked really beautiful was Seth Rogen's wife, Lauren Miller. I hate describing someone as someone's wife, but that is.
I don't even know who that is.
Yeah, that's fine.
I think the men looked really good, though. Like, I think as much as I can be nice to him now because he's not a rival. I think Austin Butler looked really good. I think Paul Mescal looked really good.
Mm-hmm. I think that. Hold on, let me scroll up here. I just saw somebody.
Brendan obviously looked like such a svelte little stud.
Andrew Garfield? Oh, no. Okay.
Brendan's son?
You guys, Zach and I found out that Brendan's sons weren't 5 years old, like, in the middle of this.
No,
they're in the middle of the show, and we were,
and
like,
they are men.
We were very, very taken aback by this.
One of them is, like, very attractive.
I really do like Paul Mescal's outfit. I love those, like, wide leg pants. I think that looks really cool.
I do too. I love that, like, men are dressing for things. Remember, like, in the 90s, it was literally just men in black tuxes, and that was it.
Yeah. Why is Phoebe Waller-Bridge wearing Dolce & Gabbana, though? I thought we were no more.
I don't know. Rihanna looked beautiful in her performance.
So beautiful.
So soft and glamorous. Someone said she was giving Catherine Zeta-Jones makeup energy in the 90s, and I was that is so true.
Wow. What a compliment.
I know.
Love to have a compliment like that one day.
Someday, baby. But other than that, I just think it was amazing.
You think the show was amazing?
Brendan.
Oh, okay. Wow. Yeah. Let's go back to that.
Well, no. I mean, yeah. I'm so, during the Oscars, like, I'm so relaxed. I barely look at my phone. Like, I'm just, like, in it.
I could not have been more out of it. I wanted to get away from it. I could have watched Last of Us and then still had an hour before they announced Brendan, and that, just sitting there for, like, sound editing. Like, do I you're think these people deserve meeting. It? Yeah, like, I was on a Zoom call, and I was like, when is it? When am I done?
I enjoyed it just because, but I do think that, like, this year was kind of a boring year for.
They just They didn't give it any of the Hollywood zhuzh that, like, I need. They didn't give us any moments. Yeah,
I wanted Jolie. I wanted Pitt. I wanted Winslet. I wanted Streep. I wanted Sarandon. I wanted Boyle. I wanted
Susan Boyle. That's our next podcast is Susan Boyle.
Yeah, you guys, we're calling this the season finale of season one. I mean, yeah. I think nothing's going to change, like, literally at all.
No.
But
it's 100 episodes. Right. We're 100 episodes in on season one, so.
Right. And it just feels like we rounded out this season of bringing Brendan to the forefront, and we did it. He did it. It's just so crazy.
We said that it was going to happen, and it happened.
Everyone's like, we know, you guys. We know.
But no, everyone is so excited with us. Like, they have all my been on this journey, too.
It's true. My cousin sent me, like, the sweetest thing. She was like, you took this guy when he was, like, nothing at the moment, and you, like, manifested him to win an Oscar. And she just was like, you guys are so powerful.
I mean, there's so many people all around the world, obviously, that just, like, are obsessed with this guy, champion this guy. Like, it's just, I'm just so happy that.
But like, we and the people who are listening to this podcast.
Number ones. Like,
we are number ones. We've been at it since day one.
I just can't believe we did it. Like, honestly, this is just proof that if you, like, work at something hard enough, like, it will come true.
We will never give up on our dreams.
We will not give up on our dreams. Although, like, we've been working pretty hard at this. I feel like we should probably have gone somewhere by now, but we'll get there.
I think we are getting somewhere, you guys.
Well, I mean, we got Brendan an Oscar. So, like,
we got Brendan an Oscar. Now we can focus on us.
Now this is our time to shine. We're actually, season two is just us talking.
It's all about Zach and Sloan. It is. We were just champion. We were champion.
Take your time.
We were championing Brendan for 2 years.
We did it.
And we did it. And now we're focusing on us.
I just feel very inspired to, like, there's no reason I can't finish my screenplay. There's no reason I can't go knock on the door of Hollywood and be like, give me a chance. Give me a shot.
Sloan and I have about 60 movies in the works.
Like, guys, we're going to have our own production studio by the end of maybe 2 years from now. All right, Zach, let's make another prediction. Okay. 2 years from now, where are we?
2 years from now, we're on an East Coast tour for live podcasts.
I would love to do that.
Yeah, okay. From Miami to Boston.
Okay, and no further and no lower.
I'm not sure that we have, like, I look a lot of times, like, at the Buzzsprout, like, who's listening, and mm-hmm. I've never seen Maine.
So we won't go to Maine, but maybe South Africa. We've got, like, two listeners there.
Listen, if you can get us going, we'll go anywhere.
If you want us to come to your country, just drop us a line and let us know. Just
drop us $1,000 each for round trip tickets.
Well, I'm not sitting in basic economy. So. Oh,
well, yeah, that's true. Back will be in the back. 14 hours.
Well, I don't know what else there is to say. Like, just thank you guys for being here on this journey with us. This has been, like, absolutely, that was one of the most fun experiences of my life last night. Like, it truly was.
My heart was, like, racing. And you guys, I was, like, 45 seconds delayed. And I knew that Sloan knew the answer. Like, while they were announcing, I was like, oh my God, Sloan already knows. But, like, I didn't, it was just insane. It was,
I had to sit there and not do anything until Zach messaged me. And it was really tough. I'm not going to lie. It was a tough thing to do.
When they ever said his name, I don't remember.
My mom asked me today, she goes, do you like his speech? It was like when I got proposed to, like, I don't remember anything that anyone said to me.
I've watched them announce his name like 8 times, and his sons just, like, leap into his arms, and they are just all in this like tight embrace. It's so cute.
I really, like, blacked out. I don't know what happened. I'm glad I filmed my reaction to it because, like, it was,
your reaction is so pure and,
like, it was so genuine. It was like I'm like, someone commented, they're like, wow, you're not afraid to be vulnerable. I'm like, no.
Are they just joining?
Yeah, have you met me before? I saw a TikTok comment the other day that was like, I miss when people didn't need to share everything.
Well,
but that is important to me to share, and I think it's important to, like, be joyful for other people. Like, the more joy you have in really your heart is, it's important.
It's also just, like, a big deal because, like, we we like took a weird chance of like doing a weird niche podcast to talk about kind of a niche actor that, I mean, people knew about, but.
Of course, but like now forevermore, he is Academy Award winner Brendan Fraser. Like, this is so unreal.
We're going to keep bringing you all the Brendan updates. We're going to see every Brendan movie that comes out from now on. We are going to be obsessed emotionally, romantically, and sexually to his sons. It's just going to be
the
just
ones that are
the adult ones. Yeah. And we'll wait until we'll wait with bated breath.
We're not going to do like an Olsen twins countdown.
That's exactly what I had in my mind. Yeah,
no, we're not going to do that, but I'm still, I would still make love to Brendan. So like, let's be very clear. Oh, of course.
Listen, I mean.
Let's be very clear. Although, okay, we'll just add
that
there.
I think that if we didn't know that he had I think his oldest son is 18 or no, maybe that's his middle son.
I don't know.
The one in the blue jacket. Anyway, that one's 18 years old. I don't know where he falls, but now that we know about him, I think we need to write him into the script.
They have been very private and it's time for them to come out of their shell.
I think the one that looks the most like him, that brown haired one, needs to be in the film.
Well, he'll be in The Mummy that we're writing.
That's what I'm saying.
Warner Brothers. Yeah,
he needs
sure.
to be in our film.
Yeah, we'll get that. Don't you worry.
We'll figure it out. But
wait a second.
He looks like them.
a Rick O'Connell origin story. Okay, let me get my quill out because that's the fucking idea.
Sloan and I will be unavailable for the foreseeable future because we'll be in a writer's room eating like. Little Debbie's
pop chips. We'll be sitting in a room at a WeWork with no computers but a bunch of popcorners and just staring at each other like, how do we start? What do we do here?
Do you know what it's funny that you say that because I actually think that I'm like a very good writer or storyteller, but I need someone to literally do it for me.
Okay, I think we have a very clear objective right now of what has to happen, and it's good because we can still work in the where are they now? We can do like a forwards and backwards sort of story.
We just need to be the one who's creating this universe.
This is the MCU, the Mummy cinematic universe.
It literally is.
But like, why not a little HBO series of like the O'Connell Files? Like, I don't. Why can't we have that? Like,
no, we need a Rick O'Connell.
We don't know if this kid can act, but we're going to throw him in there anyway. Could you imagine?
No.
Okay. All right. I mean, I don't even know what to do. My brain feels like it's on fire. I feel more alive right now than I've ever been before. We give away so much intellectual property on the show. If you guys like, you should do something with the stuff we just throw out there.
Yeah, especially if you have any connection to Hollywood or anybody.
They're probably like, but your ideas aren't good, so...
Oh, yeah, that's true. I think they're incredible. I know for a fact.
Zach just shot across the room on a rolling chair. I don't even think it's on wheels, but
it's bolted to the floor.
And it just was gliding back 17 feet.
That kid looks like Evelyn. That kid looks like Rachel Weisz.
No, like, you guys, this is very clear what has to happen. So anyway, all right. Okay. Well, where can they find us and you?
You can find us at Mummy Dearest Podcast on Instagram, and you can find me at Zach Mellon on Instagram. And I think it's like Zach D Mellon on TikTok.
Okay. You can find me at I Am Sloan Steele on Instagram, at Oh My Erotica, and at I Am Sloan Steele on TikTok, which is a horrifying place. Tread it's lightly. Really scary. Yeah. Tread lightly if you go to my TikTok right now, because I'm in a bit of a what's it called? I'm in a bit of a hyperfixation. So
today is it's our last day today though of it. So hopefully by tomorrow it'll be better.
Have you watched Last of Us?
I'm gonna watch it today.
Okay. Okay. Well, we see a softer side of Joel, so I don't know if I'm gonna be over it just yet. Okay. All right. Love you guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Mummy Dearest Podcast. See you next time. And remember, don't read from the Book of the Dead.
Thank you again, each one and all. I'm so grateful to you. Good night.